There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Podcast Network Asia.
Dalawang lalaki, as in ano pa to, dalawang lalaki, isang babaeng Japanese. Tapos tinataburan nila, binubukakin nila si girl. Tapos parang sabi, alam nyo ba kung ano yung nilalabas niya? Alam nyo ba kung ano yung nilalabas nila sa ano nila? Tapos parang ako, semen.
Hello, mga kapitbahay! This is you!
This is Ina!
This is Ari!
This is Natalie!
And Athena here!
And y'all are listening to Cool
Gazers!
Ba't ikaw mo lang, Ina?
So, tumulog daw si Duday.
Kung nagsasaka kayo, bakit nag-ASMRT na yun? Kasi tulog na si Duday and hindi naka-laugh ngayon si Duday sa Cecilia niya. So, in a ASMR episode, one of these days, well, siguro sa mga susunod kami naman yung mag-ASMR, no?
So, ay, naman no, natin dyan.
Ganun.
So, kumusta kayo mga kapitbahay? Diba? Ang ano na, patapos na ang summer, no? Hopefully. In a few days or in 2 weeks, sana tapos na tong init na to. Kasi, ang ina, medyo matutunaw na ako. Ako lang ba?
Grabe, sobrang init.
Dito pa simula pa lang summer. So, ang init na.
Pero ano, diba? Prone kayo sa heat.
Ano? Heatwave.
Heatwave yun. Mas prone ang LA sa heatwave, diba? Nung last year mo ba, nag-heatwave dyan sa'yo?
Parang di ko naman napansin. Parang, ewan ko, lagi naman nasa lobby mga tao, so. Hindi ko napansin actually, hindi ko napansin kung may nag-heatwave last year. Pero now, siguro mas, ano, mas less yung heatwave since sobrang lamig ng winter. I don't know, baka nag-invento lang ako ng science shit, mm-hmm. Pero I don't think it would be...
Paano siya na iba sa init ng Pilipinas?
Tuyo. Walang humid. Tuyo.
Compared dito, no?
Parang kung wari, pag lumabas ka dito, tas mainit. Parang, okay, fine, papawisan kang konti. Pero hindi kayo manlilimahid. Pero like, matutuyo yung balat mo, kaya kailangan talaga sobrang moisturizer to moisturizer kung moisturizer yung ginagamit mo. Talaga naka-sunblock ka. Sa Pilipinas, parang yun.
I see. That's good to know for reference. No? So, mga kapitbahay, this week, no? Parang napansin lang namin, ang tagal-tagal-tagal na namin sa last kalat episode. Sa kailangan ano ba yung kalat episode?
Hindi ko na matandaan.
Diba? Parang...
Dami na ba natin pinagdaanan kaya? Puro, ano na, puro sama ng
loob. Problema, parang sama ng loob yun, ano, yung mga inarticulate for the past
I think episode. Yung last natin, yung bad feng shui.
Yes.
Bad feng shui ko.
Ang bad feng shui, 2022 pa yun.
Ang tagal na nun.
So, last year pa. So, kaya nga naman today, pag ano, gusto namin parang, tigaya for the past few weeks, episode, we've been really, really introspective. Magkalat naman tayo. Okay? For that, for the tradition. Parang for the tradition, nagkakalat. So, today, si Ina actually yung nag-suggest nito. Ina, kaya mo ba ito naisip? Kasi naisip mo one day, ma-expose din talaga si Dude.
Di ba, gumawa ako ng TikTok tungkol sa first time ko marinig yung Your Body is a Wonderland. Kasi narinig ko siya ulit recently. Oo. Tapos, naalala ko nung pinapakinggan ko yun ata, parang grade 6 ako or high school. Sobrang sabi ko, oh my God, this is about sex.
Pero it didn't really matter sa'yo ng bata ka. Parang, you feel like it's just a romantic song about a guy really loving your
pero, mom. Hindi. Pero I mean, aware naman ako nun kung ano yung sex. Pero parang, alam mo yun, parang, oh my God, sobrang hayag naman itong song na to na sex. Ano ba yan? Diba usually, diba, yung sex sa songs, it's very coded. Mm. Yung Your Body sa Wonderland kasi, talagang, hindi niya na itatago, magsisex talaga siya.
Ano yung opinion? Ano start na?
We got this afternoon. You got this room for two. One thing I'm left to do. Discover me, discovering you. Diba? Tapos kung high school ka, parang shocks, sex.
As opposed to a sexual awakening, ito yung ano na, yung mga fine story, nagkakaroon pa na ng concrete material, relatively concrete experience that towards sex.
Kasi diba, kunyari, yung nung bata tayo, for example, di ba may kinwento si Sari ata before na yung mga estudyante sa school, kinakanta yung biglang liko, tapos hindi alam kung ano yun. Parang nung 90s, pag kinakanta yung you gotta lick it, nung bata ka, hindi mo gets yun, kinakanta mo lang. You gotta lick it before you, ano yung kanta yun? Anong kanta yun?
Basta alam mo, feeling ko marami tayo, maraming ganyan yung mga millennials kasi ang daming nagtano na kanta lang tayo ng kanta.
And then pero eventually, ma-realize mo na, ala, bastos pala yun. Parang ako makapag-isip. Yung parang iniisip ko kasi, kailan yung mga times na na-realize mo na, hala, bad yan, hala, sex yan, parang gano'n. Like, accident. Ako, yung ganyan ko, kasi may CD si Mama tsaka si Papa na nasa cabinet. Tapos yung, ano kung title ba nun, Heat of the Night or whatever. Tapos hindi ko gets bakit nakatago. Nakatago talaga sa ilalim ng mga damit nila. Although hindi ko napanood. Pero parang, alam mo yung parang nagkaka-feeling nila na, bag ba to? Bakit tinatago nila yung CD? Pati may book si Mama. Alam ko to, I think sikat to sa mga babae nung 60s and 70s. The Census Woman. Tapos puro sex tips. Isang book ng puro sex tips.
Sige, pag-aanan natin yan this afternoon. Tingnan natin ano yung mga experience sa mga ibang tao.
Ganun.
Naalala ko nun parang, ewan ko, bata, feeling ko ako yung bata na, bata pala ako, horny na ako. So, parang, yun nga.
You have mentioned this before.
Yung mga sex scenes na titrigger na ako. Tapos parang nararamdaman ko sobrang nag-warm up yung caps ko kapag yung may nagsisex.
Parang hindi na normal. Okay, ang puta!
So, parang ako, hindi siya normal. Tapos, alam ko parang nag-full blown ako kasi naalala ko yung tita ko noon. Hindi naman super layo ng agwat namin. Parang siguro grade school ako tapos siya high school. Or parang college siya. Basta ganun, grade school or high school. Mahilig rin siya mag-Cosmopolitan. Merong may parang, hindi ko alam kung prinuduce or parang pinublish ang Cosmopolitan na parang book. So, nakalimutan ko yung title eh, pero parang Filipino book siya, as in Filipino yung writer. Confessions of a Drama Queen, something na ganun. Tapos yung book na yun parang about, sobrang funny kasi parang sa akin, ang scandalous ng buhay ng babae. Tapos hindi ko in-expect na maging ganun yung buhay ko. About siya sa isang parang girl. So sa theater girl, nag-audition siya. Tapos yung play na yun, first sensual play niya na may nudity. Tapos parang yung director doon, nakasing niya. Tapos parang sa rehearsal, kuwari habang nagka-company call, ngayon ko lang nag-gets sa company call yung ginagawa nila. Tini-finger siya nung director. Parang paano nalilis? Paano kaya nangyari yun? Kasi alam ko yung logistics ng theater. Paano siya pinifinger ng, parang habang may nagko-comment yata or something. Tini-finger siya nung director, something na gano'n. Tapos parang ako, ano, pinasok niya yung kamay niya sa pepe nung girl. Tapos parang ako, like, trinay ko yun. Ko ano feeling nung binasa ko siya, sabi ko. Sige nga. Tapos parang, hindi naman masyadong, parang nung time na hindi ko alam kung paano. So parang akala ko,
Jasak lang.
M&M lang. Tapos nakakita talaga ako ng full-on graphic na nagsisex. Yung may mga pinsan kasi ako sa father's side na older na lalaki. Like, hindi sila so much older. Siguro parang 2 to 4 years yung gap. So, may one time, doon kami lahat sa kwarto nila. Kami mga girls na bata. Siguro noong time na yun, halimutan ko, basta grade school din. Tapos sabi niya, lumabas na kayo, may papanoorin kami. Tapos parang sabi kami, ba't kami lalabas? Kami nauna dito. sabi niya, sabi, may papanoorin namin, hindi nyo pwedeng panoorin to. Tapos parang kami, papanoorin namin, bakit ba? So parang sabi niya, sige, panoorin na, sinarado nila yung pintuan. Girl, as in parang, dalawang lalaki, as in ano pa to, dalawang lalaki, isang babaeng Japanese. Tapos tinatamuran nila, binubukakin nila si girl. Tapos parang sabi, alam niyo ba kung ano yung nilalabas niya? Alam niyo ba kung nilalabas nila sa ano nila? Tapos parang ako, semen. Tapos hindi ko alam. So, proud na proud pa ako nun. Kasi nga, alam mo yun, actively nakikinig ako sa health class. Kasi parang, shit. Pero yun, yun yung mga
first, I know my stop.
Yun yung mga first experience ko sa
parang, bukati mean in Japanese?
Huh?
What does bukati mean in Japanese? Does it have a Japanese meaning?
Yung sabay-sabay sa tiyatamunan sa mukha yung babae.
Alam ko yun, pero does it have a different meaning?
Na, iba't iba eh, kasi may pagkain din.
Na bukake? Talaga?
So pwede akong magsabi sa Japanese, where can I buy bukake? Parang hindi nila mamasamain.
Ito sobrang weird. Medyo may hawig sa kwento ni Natalie. Pero bata pa lang ako, natitrigger na rin agad ako. Pero it's something na I did not explore. Kasi sa Japan, pagdating ng gabi sa national TV, parang naglalabas na sila ng adult videos.
Hello?
When you say adult, porn? Like porn? Sabay ko kami ni Athena.
Alam mo yung merong medyo soft porn, meron din pag way past midnight.
Parang yung sa mga bidyoke, yung mga parang kinahawak-hawakan yung sarili, gano'n. Or tumatak nagtatampisaw sa tubig ng nakabikini.
May adult channel talagang lumalabas.
Hindi channel. Doon sa national channel mismo kung saan ako nanonood ng Sailor Moon.
So, mas hardcore version ng Adult Swim.
Ito, ang napanood ko noon, naalala ko, si kuya mo, uminom pa ng kilaw na itlog para maghandaan yung ganap ni little girl. Tapos nakita kong pumasok sila sa room. Tapos naalala ko noon, pinatay ng nanay ko yung TV. Sabi niya, di ba nag-off na yung TV, bakit mo bubuksan ulit? Pagod na yung TV, wag mo nang buksan. Sabi gano'n.
Magjaja ko na yung TV.
Kasi nag-automatic sleep yung TV. Pagdating ng gano'ng oras, tapos naiinis ako. Gusto ko pa manood ng TV. Natuklasan ko rin na pag pinindot ko pala yung power, mag-on naman pala siya. Hindi siya pagod. Nakita ko yun. And I'm like, what's that? Alam niyo naman sa mga Japanese anime, parang yung mga romantic scenes, minsan magiging magkapatong si guy at si girl dahil nalaglag. Alam mo yung mga ganun? Magkalapit na magkalapit yung mukha. Kilig na kilig ako dun. Then parang na-associate ko siya with love. So yung mga sexual thing, na-associate ko siya with love, especially nung bata ko. Though I have no idea how it happens. Parang, ang alam ko lang magkapatong. Tapos graduate ako. Yung classmate ko, sabi niya sa akin, gumanito ka, gawin kong bilog yung kamay ko. Tapos pinasok niya yung daliri niya sa kamay ko. Sabi niya, tawa siya ng tawa. Tapos sabi nung friend ko na marunong mag-English noon, hey, that's bad, don't do that. Sabi ko, what's that? What does that mean? Tapos in-explain niya sa akin.
Oo. Di ba yan yung gesture dati ng sex?
Oo. Tapos sa kanya lang in-explain sa akin na TTN, ano yun, puke, ganyan. Sabi ko, ha, why? Why does that happen? Tapos parang wala talaga akong idea. Pagdating ng grade 5, may naririnig akong word na first time ko marinig. Yun ay chupa. Tapos na-stick ko kung ano yung... Sabi ko, ano yun? Ano yun? Ano ibig sabihin nun? Tapos narinig ko na sinusubo. Sabi ko, ha? Sinusubo yun? Bakit sinusubo yun? As in, sobrang shocked ako. Grade 5 ako. Sabi ko, di ko alam na sinusubo yun. Bakit kailangan isubo yun? Mga ganun. Then, pagdating ng high school, sinasamahan ko yung...
Sorry. Ano yung
Hello? Okay, go. Continue, Ate. Eh di ano, pagdating ng high school, sumasama ako sa tatay ko pag nagpapagupit siya ng buhok. Di tumitingin ako ng mga magazine doon. Nakita ko yung FHM. Binuklat ko lang ng onte yung mga confessions doon. Di ba, medyo wild. Tapos doon ako parang, ah, okay, ganito pala yung nangyayari dito. At saka, nung nakita ko na may Cosmo, ay, pambabae naman. Tapos tinitingnan ko. Bumibili na ako bigla ng Cosmo noon. Tapos tinatago ko sa nanay ko. Naalala ko pa yung tito ko, nagtatago siya ng parang porn na comics sa ilalim ng kama. Tapos sobrang graphic niya. Comics talaga.
Oo, maraming ganyan yung lola ko. Yan yung akin, yan yung naka-trigger sa akin. Yung term pa dun, romansa.
yun yung pangalan ng ano, ng magazine.
Sa ano siya, parang pag
nagsusuyuan
sila,
sasabihin
mo romansa,
hindi. Okay. Tapos nalala ko, second year high school din kami, yung mga friends ko, nagkita-kita kami after school para lang manood ng masahista kasi di pa kami nakakapanood ng bold.
Ah, talaga? High school ka nun, masahista?
Oh my God, very old. Tapos ano, after noon, yun na yun. Pero, ah, Pinoy Pocket Books. Ang lala din ng mga ano noon. Ng mga...
to be fair, oo. Naging entry point ko rin yan sa maraming bagay, ang Pinoy Pocket Book. May kapwento ko yun sa akin. Pero sige, go muna.
Tapos i-highlight ko pa dun yung mga sexy para mabalik-balik. Mas nag-invest ako dun sa mga textbook ko sa schools. Corny
girl. Eh, yung una ko nga nabasa, kapre, tapos nire-rape yung magandang dilag. Hindi ko kinakomics ba to?
Comics, sorry kasi nagiging si Dilag. Comics pa ba pinag-uusapan natin?
Pocketbook naman, Pinoy pocketbook, na hinihiram ko sa katulong ng kapitbahay namin.
Ako yung comics na, lola ko yun, oh my God. Feeling ko rin panahon kasi nila, yun yung source of entertainment, comics. Tapos lagi na lang yung thread, ayaw ni girl, tapos mako-corner siya ni guy. Tapos nagsisex sila sa may poop. Ayun at alam mo na, core memory yan nung nabasa ko yun. Yung, nabuto ko na yung pangalan, parang Rolando pa. Ta, Rolando! What? Yung inaalik-alik na siya sa liig, hanggang sa bumigay na siya.
Alam mo, kakanood natin ng mga ganyan. Kaya siguro parang ganyan din yung naging fetish ko. Gusto ko yung pinipilit ako, yung medyo
forwards na content. May napanood akong docu kay Lucy Worsley. It's on, she's a historian. It's on YouTube.
Si Lucy Worsley, ito ba yung blonde?
Yes, you may list. Para
siya yata yung, ano, what do you call this? Siya yata yung sa Camelot. Yung kausap ni, ano, ni Kong.
Hindi. Ay, hindi ko sure. Pero, historian kasi si Lucy Worsley. Pero explanation niya, bakit daw yung mga lumang kwento, lagi daw pakipot yung babae until mag-give in. Kasi nga, di ba, sobrang conservative daw dati ng society. The only way an unmarried woman would give in to sex is if, pag-quote-unquote, napilit siya. So, kaya ganun dati yung mga pocketbook, ganun yung mga pantasa dati. Na
parang yung ano, Baby It's Cold Outside na song, tinipilit siya.
Ano na na?
Baby It's Cold Outside na song.
I really can stay. Yeah.
Kaya siguro mahirap din ma-figure out dati kung gusto ba talaga ng girl o hindi.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi kahit pa meron ako
It has much to do din with the nurture, with the way sex is being taught. There's a differential aspect in terms of how sex is being taught to women and, you know, sex is being taught to men. Diba? Parang I remember growing up that, you know, sex is parang it's a rite of passage, diba? Parang, I remember as early as 14, 15, actually even 13, tinatanong na ako kung may nakasex na ako mga matatanda sa akin dun sa, you know, sa province. And, you know, those are questions that you're not going to ask a girl. But, you know, at that age, imagine what? At 13, 14, my brother, some of my siblings or mga kamag-anak ko na mga pinsan ko, inano na nila ako, tinatanong na nila, gusto mo ba? So, that's a very sticky conversation na I think merits another, a whole topic altogether. But
oh my
yes.
God, sorry.
Kasi,
Kasi I have friends na gini-gift sa kanila yung sex for their 18th birthday.
Yuck, ang pangit.
Yeah. It's like they invited their friends and they invited also girls for their 18th birthday. Just parang, ang weird because you wouldn't do that to a girl. Like you wouldn't offer a boy for their 18th birthday, uh-oh, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't offer that, diba?
True, true. Because, you know,
sorry, nalala ko na, sorry, ba't ako tumawa kanina? Yung sinabi mo, kaya sinusubo ko pala. Kasi nalala ko, nung high school ako, wait lang. Nalala ko yung classmate ko, first time. Sorry. Kasi medyo, hindi naman siya conservative. Pero parang first time ata namin, napakanood ng porn. Tapos yung lalaki, pinasok ko na yung dila sa pepe ng babae. Tapos yung mukha talaga yung mukha na isang kaklase, parang suyang-suya. Kasi, parang at that time, syempre we were that young, for you, sobrang kadi, kunyari, kahit ikaw yung, kahit babae yung receiver, tapos babae ka, because you've never experienced nor thought in your wildest dreams na ipapasok yung dila sa, pwedeng ipasok yung dila sa pepe mo. Yung galit na galit siya. So yan, so yan, sa nakita niya. Parang, yuck! Kasi mula ganun talaga siya. Tapos parang, natatawa lang ako kasi parang in retrospect, parang yung bata ka, ha, sinusubo pala yun? Tapos ngayon, oh, sinusubo ko na siya ngayon. Parang ganun.
Ano yan? May kapitbahay na nag-message to Kodazers before na parang, mag-jowa sila for the longest time. Tapos, parang hindi ka sila nag-text. Tapos, parang sabi nung guy, sige, kung ayaw mo mag-text, kahit oral na lang, i-blowjob mo ako. Tapos si girl, dahil hindi niya alam yung blowjob, parang sabi niya, so nung nilabas si girl, inang yung guy yung tig. Si girl, ang ginawa talaga niya,
umi!
Blowjob, hindi ba ganito yung blowjob? So parang ganun siya. I understand that. Pag wala ka talaga.
May nalala din akong story about sa porn. Sa school kasi namin bawal magdala ng phone. So nagsisneak in kami ng phone. Kahit lahat naman kami magkakasama dun for some reason. Tapos nanood kami ng porn ng mga klasiko. Siguro mga apat kami or... Tapos nung pagkat sa amin nanood ng porn, nag-talk kami about it. Tapos parang, hala, parang naihi ako. Parang feeling ko naihi ako. Gumaganon kami. Tapos may isang girl sabi niya, ako parang wala lang. Parang hindi naman ako naihi. Tapos wala. Kasi ngayon, hardcore tibusi pa din. Sarap ng ihi. Ngayon ko wala na-realize. Sabi ko, oo nga, natibu na pala si talagang yun yung path niya na so
dati pa lang hindi na siya na-arouse sa
oh dati pa lang
parang ano to yuck parang gano'n
dati pa lang parang ano na siya so dati lang funny lang
oh, I think ang ano naging gateway ko into really discovering sex with my brothers yung brother ko before I think nakwento ko na to no yung kasi nung when I was around it was 2003 2004 kapagstagan niya nung makabagong karanasan which is a Filipino fiction no I call it fiction pero it posed as a real thing get ba so para siya the protagonist yung speaker he's talking to na. So, andito na naman ako bagong lipat. Pero it's like, it's epistolary. It's in the form of letters. Very long letters. Tapos kinakwento niyo mga naging experience niya. Naalala ko pa, ang bida doon, si Tita Jinky. Yan yung ano niya, si Tita Jinky. At saka yung mga pinsan niya, yung mga naka-experience. Yung mga naka-text niya doon sa story. Tita Jinky, kasi alam ko, or Tito Manny. Basta, one of the Pacquiao. One of the Pacquiao. Yun yung pangalan nung yung T-30. Tapos, it was there na paano nung nabasa ko yun, parang sabi ko, nangyayari pala talaga to. Sabi ko, paano ka nabuo? Sabi ko, anong scientific level, I knew sex was a required in order for you to have baby. I knew that much, but I didn't know the mechanics of it. Para ang visualization ko ng sex noon is yung nasa encyclopedia. wherein yung tita nakapasok doon sa pekpek. Pero ano pa siya eh, anatomical pa eh. So, organs yung nakikita mo, hindi siya yung titi at siya yun.
Para kang yung roommate ko nung college. Sorry. Kasi si Duta yung liigot eh. Wait. Before college, akala niya, yung roommate ko, kasi medyo religious yung family niya, before college, akala niya yung sex. Pag napasok na, parang challenge, pag napasok na daw nung guy yung titi niya sa pepe nung babae, tapos na daw. Sabi ko, hindi ka ba nag-wonder bakit maingay, bakit ang antagal? Sabi niya, kala ko kasi mahirap ipasok.
Si Lucy,
yun, sabi niya, kala ko kasi mahirap ipasok, kaya kaya gumagano-gano sila. Sabi ko, hindi girl, hindi ganun yung sex.
Alam mo, ano yan? Pet peeve ko yun minsan pag nanonood ako ng porn, kaya minsan hindi ako masyadong enjoy sa Asian porn. Kasi parang feeling ko, masakit lang yung nararamdaman nila based sa expression ng face nila. Parang, ewan ko, parang sa akin kasi ko, ang gusto ko sa porn, yung mukhang nag-enjoy both, get back.
Actually, same. Mm-mm.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lalo na pag gay porn, as in pag check mo, Vietnamese, Chinese, Japanese, Southeast Asian na. Lahat talaga lang dito mo parang, no, parang hindi naman masaya. Parang okay pa ba si kuya? Parang gusto ka gay porn. Parang kuya blink to. Siyempre, kasi gay porn yung pinapanood. Parang kuya blink twice, kung kailangan mo ng dulo, papatayin ko itong video. Feeling ko pag nanonood. Anyway, sige, yun na. Ano lang.
Meron pa pala akong isang, ano, parang gateway to like, parang feeling ko, yung mga napapanood ko dati, hindi ko pa gets na masarap yung sex. Nag-start sa akin na parang nag-gets ko na parang masarap yung sex dun yan sa mga comics ng lola ko. Pero sa akin, yung nalulung na ako sa mga ganyan, fanfic. Anime, oh my god. Alam niyo kung ano yung ano sa akin, yung parang tumatak sa akin na sobrang usong-uso nung grade 6 na pinagpasapasahan namin.
Ito ba yung KY?
No, KY kasi is for mga bakla. Eh, hindi kami mga bakla, di ba? All girls kami. Ang sa amin, Yu Yu Hakusho din. Yung Violation of the Sixth Commandment, yung fanfic na what if hindi nakauwi si Yusuke in time na hinihintay siya ni Keiko sa may dagat. So nagpakasal si Keiko sa iba. Tapos eventually, umuwi si Yusuke. Tapos parang may isang chapter doon. Parang nagsisex lang sila. Tapos parang ako, my God, parang ang sarap naman ito. My God, parang ang sarap naman ang ginagawa nila. Ayun. Tapos yun, oh yung ang dami mga fanfic dati na puro sex.
Oo, Sailor Moon and the Seven Dragon Balls.
Ma'am!
Sailor
Moon. Napanood ko yan. May CD na ganyan yung kuya ko. Tinanong ko, actually, sa tuloy yun yung kwento nung ano yung sa makabagong friends. Sabi ko, nangyayari pala talaga yan po. Tapos diba sabi ko, oo, tanga, paano ka to? Sa tingin ko, paano ka na buo? Tapos inopen niya yung ano, inangat niya yung bed niya, yung home. Tapos nasa ilalim yung CD.
Yung Dragon Balls?
Oo, parang tinitrisam, meron nung tinitrisam ni Goku at saka ni Piccolo, si ano, si Taylor Moon.
At Piccolo.
Andun din si Vegeta.
Wala na, sorry.
Tinitrisam ni...
Ang abutan ko lang Ben 10. Ben 10!
Dali.
Hala, may porn na Ben 10?
Meron na. Porn na Ben. Lahat ng cartoon. Oh. May tinuro sa akin yung asawa ko na parang...
Rule 34.
Ayun. Tapos lahat ng cartoon, any cartoon na isearch mo, may porn.
Ang rule 34 ng internet, if it exists, there's a porn about it.
Yun, rule 34, yung website, search nyo.
And so calling back, type mo Sailor Moon R34, lalabas yun. Or Pokemon R34, lalabas yun.
What the fuck? Like, pag-exist nila yung mga Pokemon?
May impossible pa nga eh.
Meron din.
Girl.
I'm bothered na alam ko lahat.
Hindi ako matala na nakita ko doon sinisex ni Tigger si Po. So parang ako like, what?
Tangina!
Ang sagot!
Tangina! Pero kasi kung isipin mo sa totoong buhay, di ba di naman magsisex yung tiger tsaka yung bear?
Kasi yung tipong di ba mahaba yung tail ni Tigger napunta sa harap tapos yung sex
yung tipo. Sino yung titi niya?
Oo.
But yes,
bagay.
Some people derive pleasure and find pleasure in looking at those things, no? Yeah.
Parang don't shame someone's yum.
Oh, that's good. Don't shame someone's yum. Pero,
don't for your community, I retract, hindi kayo yucky. Cute.
It's interesting. At the very least, it's in, no, not at the very least. It's interesting. The way sexual expression is different, varies from people to people. No. Parang maganda yung nag-bring up mo kanina, Sari, na parang yung sa atina, yung pag hinahalikan sa leg, di ba? Parang alam mo na may mangyayari or doon buibigay. Alam mo, because of that, yun yung lagi ko nakikitang visual cue sa mga films, sa mga porn, na pag hinahalikan na sa leg, mag-get it on na. Tapos para I think that influenced me so much. I was really disappointed nung sa akin na siya nangyari. And parang, parang hindi naman ganun ka. Parang hindi naman masasabi yung pataramdam pag nahalikan sa leg.
Depende yata sa tao kasi ako pag hinalikan ako sa leg, ganun eh.
Talaga? Ako hindi. Parang, okay.
Ako gusto ko yun. At ano ko siya, erogenous zone ko rin yung leg. Parang really? Lahat pala yun. Oo. Sensitive bawat parte ng katawan.
Yeah, but I was really, it was a letdown for me nung sabi ko, no, ayun na, halikan na ako no first time ko, no, halikan na ako sa leg, tapos parang hindi naman ako bumigay.
Letdown sa akin yung finger. Sobrang nag-expect ako sa finger. Like, from the book, parang, oh, parang enjoy na enjoy si girl, bumukha
ala, ka. Oo, oh, tama.
Ako parang, sa finger. Ang sakit naman na ito. Ang mga
talaga.
Parang kaya mo na ba dalo tatlong sabi ko gago.
What is Arina? What were your letdowns now? Nung what when you were first reading or watching sex, what were the things you were excited to experience but then when you experienced it firsthand, it wasn't that glorious.
Hindi pala ako nakamute this whole time. Sorry. Narinig niyo ba yung nagpagawa ako ng kamote?
Hindi.
Yeah. Okay, sige. Uy, pero ano si Athena ba nag-share na?
Oo, oh, yung ano mo, first time o Athena?
Ah, sige, si Athena muna and then yung tanong ko kay, ano, kay Sari at Athena.
Yung first time kong maka-discover, tumatay ako. Tapos kasi diba, pag tumatay ka, may magazine doon. Mm-hmm. So, surprise, Cosmopolitan siya. Well, yung nanay ko yung nagbabasa noon. Pero, dahil ako, parang one day na bored ako habang tumatay ako. So, nagbasa ako sa Cosmopolitan. Tapos sabi ko, ay, parang total girl lang din to. Kasi color pink.
Yung total girl, pero may tsuk-tsak.
Tapos yung mga nababasa ko, parang on your necks, parang yung mga position sa mga necks, ano, mga effective na position. Sabi ko, ay, wow, grabe, iba na pala yung ganito. Parang big girl magazine na siya. So, nag-interested ako. So, yun, I think yun yung first time kong na-discover yung sex. And then, yung in-apply ko siya after nun sa unan ko na niyayakap ko sa gabi. So, yun, doon na din, sunod-sunod yun eh. Parang nag-masturbate ako doon sa stuffed toy ko. Tapos, nahuli ako ng nanay ko na nag-moon-moon sa kwarto. Sabi, ano ginagawa mo? Wala. Sabi, natutulog. Pero, rinig-narinig talaga, promise. Rinig-narinig talaga na may nag-moon sa kwarto ng mag-isa. Pero bata pa ako ng mga grade 2 siguro ko. Ganun. So, di ko alam kung ano ginagawa ko. So, I think doon na nag-umpisa. I'm a very sexual person nung bata pa lang ako.
Aray, anak ka
lang. You're curious, Athena. Nung bata ka.
As in, alam ko na kung anong patutunguhan ko sa buhay. Noon pa lang. So, ayun.
Alam mo, ang pangalap ko sa Kudaters, di ba na-feature na tayo sa, ano, sa Candy? Sana, F-H-M. Sana, Cosmo naman sa
Cover Girls.
Cosmo naman, para mas mature.
Oo, kasi ano, lagi ko inabangan nun yung Hunk of the Month. Minsan, kasi yung sister ko, she used to work for advertising, no? So,
does she work in Pacific Star?
No.
kasi may mga Hunk of the Month dun sa building namin dati na model, may modeling agency sa taas namin eh. Nung nagtatrabaho pa ako sa Starbucks.
Hindi naman. Pero ano siya, what do you call this? So it was incumbent onto her, you know, to stay updated. And of course, before, the internet wasn't really that much, you know, that big at the time. So she relied on magazines. And she really did buy a lot of Cosmo magazine before. Na to the point where hindi na kasya sa Manila, sa apartment nila sa Manila, sa pinakadala nila sa Zambales. And lo and behold, doon ko na-discover ang Cosmo magazine. That's when I started reading it voraciously. And of course, hindi alam ng mom ko. Usually, nung time kasi na yun, that was also the time when my aunt from the state, pinagpapadala din sila ng magazine. So, pinapadala nila yung mga Newsweek, yung mga ganyan. And ano pa ba? Yung mga The Sun, so yung mga tabloids ng UK. So, isang bundle of magazines yun before. Punong-puno yung bahay. And what I usually do para hindi ako mahuli yung mommy is kukuha ko ng limang Newsweek, kukuha ko ng dalawa, lima, tatlong Newsweek, lima, and same with other magazines. Tapos isa, kukuha ko ng isang Cosmopolitan. So, ang gagawin ko, doon ako sa kwarto magbabasa. Then doon ko, imbis na yung Newsweek yung babasahin ko, magbabasa ako ng Cosmopolitan. And doon, I think, in a way, I would say it provided for me a healthy way to satiate yun ako yung sexual curiosity to growing. No, because these were adult, and that's why I think I didn't have any shame on the pagkukwento din, because yeah, you know, these are people who are telling stories about their sex life, and of course under the guise of anonymity. Yeah. But then I don't gonna discover na you can talk about it in such a way wherein it doesn't have to be. I mean, nakakatawa kasi ako nagsasabi, no, na it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, alam mo ba kung sa section pa nga yung Cosmopolitan kayo?
Meron nasa ano. First few pages yon. Before sila
magpunta. Magsasabi ko, meron ba sila now? Magsasabit ako. Tapos hindi ko tatago yung pangalan ko. Natalie Greywald. 30.
Alam mo, di ba nasabi ko kanina, si yung asawa ko, nanalo sa dati, hindi naman dumating yung price sa bahay. Sabi, may darating lang. Pero wala namang dumating. Parang submit your sexual fantasy. I didn't write it or anything. I didn't help him with it. Nagulat na lang ako nung nabasa, sabi niya, tignan mo ako yan. Tapos parang ako, wow! Wow! That's FHM PH.
Oh my God, di ba dapat pera yun? Lagi may pera yun, di ba?
Oo nga, eh, parang hindi naman dumating. Walang dumating. As in, parang
ako. Yeah.
Teacher pa siya nun eh. So parang meron siyang fantasy na, parang pares kami, no? Ako yung nasa receiving end. Kasi gusto ko din yung mga ganon. Yung mga teacher siya, tapos student ako. Get it! So parang hindi ko nag-meet naman kami ni Eduardo sa ganong fantasy.
There was a time, sabi ko, pero that was something I also wanted to do, pero hindi ko siya inano kasi I was heartbroken before sa K-Zone. Nagpadala ko ng drawing sa K-Zone and they never published it.
Oh, K-Zone. Yung K-Zone drawing.
Yeah. Because
yung K-Zone yung drawing ko sa K-Zone. Na-publish
it. Talaga?
Yeah. May copy pa yata sa bahay.
Naalala ko na yung tinatanong mo kanina na ano to, sabi mo na
what was the sexual experience you were excited to experience yourself na nabasa mo
ako,
or
ano? Ako recent lang to ah. Everybody was talking about how great pregnant sex is. Alam mo, in my case, no. When I was pregnant, I felt like I was dying every day. And to even think about sex, naalala ko pa nung first time na I was pregnant, diba? And then the first time we were going to have pregnant sex, I was so excited. So nag-sex kami, diba? Right after ng sex, parang literal after mag-orgasm, tumakbo talaga ako sa CR. As in, ang pangit ng feeling. So to me, parang ako, why is everybody raving about pregnant sex? Pero yun, but other than that, yung nung bata pa, akala ko din big deal yung pag hinahalik-halikan ka na sa dibdib and stuff. I used to imagine hinahalikan ako sa dibdib and sa leeg. Tapos, bali, I really felt na parang peak sexual thing yun. And then, nung nangyari na siya, parang sakto lang. Sakto lang, mga halik sa dibdib, halik sa leeg, ganyan.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Sally? Was there something? What's your, ano? What was your sexual letdown after reading and, you know, watching this book?
Maganda yung first ko eh. And lahat ng yung recent, parang lahat ng gusto kong mangyari, nangyari naman. So wala akong letdown so far.
Buti ka pa.
Oo.
Sana all.
Sana all.
Mami sa akin.
Diyos.
I feel like ano eh, I don't want to finish the act nang hindi ko nakukuha din yung gusto ko or hindi ko nakukommunicate. So... Dog. So every time I have to make sure na hindi ako madi-disappoint ganun. Kasi umiinit yung ulo ko eh, natitrigger ako pag hindi ko nakukuha yung pagdating sa mga ganung bagay ha, na parang oh my god, you did not let me finish. Pero meron kasi mga panahon na okay lang sa akin kahit hindi.
Yung masarap siya kahit di ka nag-come.
So wala, hindi ako na-disappoint. Parang lahat ng pinicture ko sa utak ko, nagagawin ko with one person, nangyari siya.
May payoff siya sa'yo. I think ako, since bakla ako nung, parang before, pag nanonood ako ng gay porn, no, kaya sa mga batang bader, no, sa mga, pag mga first time ninyo, parang inakala ko nun, parang, ang saya at ang andali ma-finger. Ma-jingers and sa Joe. Pinapalag mo sa poor Joseph lang eh. Nung first time ko, parang, number ako pa-feeling ko, ano, parang akong nasa Japanese porn noon kasi aray na ako ng aray. It's a porn. It's the whole fantasy. So, hindi na pinapakita yung prep time. Ako kasi, no, wala naman ako ibang gay friend, no? Kung may gay friend man ako, they're also virgins and stuff like that. Or kung halimbawa, parang I knew there was going to be pain. I had an inkling. I had an idea. But it was never quite clear to me until I experienced it myself. And oh my God, parang first time ginoso, parang sino ang first akong ginanto at nag-persevere na sabi, nagsabing shit, sasarap din ito. Bago sa may mind, paano siya nag-aray na sumarap siya? King sense. So, ganun yung ano, yung mga, ano, kung naging experience ko towards it, no? When I was growing. When I was discovering sex na really for the first time. From a very concrete level. But I think, tama din yung sinabi ni Ina before, that for a lot of Filipinos, naging entry point natin to sex is yung mga novels, yung mga, ang tawag doon?
Comics yung akin, hindi ano to.
Necessary yata
precious
yun.
Precious Hearts.
Yung mga Precious Heart Romance na novelette, no? Na, I remember, there was a time na sumikat yan sa buong school. And surprised nung high school ako. And surprisingly, the nuns didn't say about anything about it. As in, ma'am, every first year to fourth year, may makikita kang one or three or five people na nagbabasa ng pocketbook. Tapos for the longest time, I was very, hindi ko siya pinapansin until one time, ano yun, parang everyone in the room was reading one. So parang sabi ko, parang yun ang isa, para na malaman ko, ano ba yung pinag-aanohan ninyo. Tapos yung nakuha ko, nakalimutan ko na yung title, pero yung tema niya is ranchera. Ranchera si girl at saka si guy. Tapos yung pa rin na, nag-ano sila, nag-text sila behind the waterfall. Tapos ang kwento pa doon is nag-ano.
Ganyan din yung nabasa ko sa tita ko. Yan yung binabasa niya. Sa likod ng waterfall.
Oo, nasa ano, ang cover. Basta ang cover nun, ano, American guy na may chest hair. Tapos naka-cowboy get up siya. Tapos para sa atin. At yun ang feeling ko, for a lot of Filipinos din, doon pinatuto ng malalim na Tagalog. Alam mo yun, yung nakaramdam ko, ang ano, naramdaman ko, ang pagtuyo niya sa aking ano, malulusog na suso habang tinilaro niya, nilapirot niya ang aking mamula-mulang utong. Ganun yung mga mababasa mo doon. There's a sense of poetry doon sa pagtulad nila. But I think that we think that nila pag nag-a-act na pag andun na sa sex scene. Which was me, which for me was fun because, you know, I was reading other books before.
Oh,
it was a different experience.
Yeah.
Ending by the end of that week, I think aning or pitong pocket book na nabasa ko. Pero ang pinaka nagmarka lang talaga sa akin sa Ranchera experience na yun.
In fairness, kasi pala yung sex sa loob sa likod ng, alam mo, naging fantasy ko tuloy yan. Feeling ko doon nag-umpisa yun eh, naparoon ko parang, ang visual kasi masyado ng words dun sa pocketbook. So parang may imagine mo talaga na ikaw yung sinesex sa likod ng waterfall. So naging fantasy ko siya. Until now, fantasy ko pa rin siya. Pero parang imposible na kasi lahat ng mga waterfall dito ay tourist spot na.
Hindi, alam mo, na-realize ko, dahil sa mga ganyan, ang dami nating naging fantasies when we were young. Tapos at some point, when we tried it, like for example, sex on the beach. When you read about it, parang shit, parang ang sarap. Tapos nung ginawa mo na,
ano ba po?
Hindi pa sarap.
Makapasok ko yung ano sa ano. My God.
Hindi ako nasisiyahan.
Underwater lang blapan.
Hindi, it's harder than you think. Underwater laplapan. And yeah. Sex underwater is also very dirty.
Yeah.
Tama, yung blowjob ka sa ilalim ng tubig, good luck ha, lumulutang ka kaya.
Tama, hapde. Lalo na kuwari nagsisit sa beach, tapos bigla kayo lumipat sa tubig. Ang hapde.
Ang hapde!
Ang hapde nun sa Pepe.
Yes.
Yeah. Pepe, is erotika pa ba? Isa rin sa mga binabasa ko nung bata ako.
Wala na. Pero I think you can access it with Wayback Machine.
Ano?
With Wayback Machine. Yung, alam, yung website that allows you to access defunct website.
Oh. Pwede pa yun? Like makaka-login ka sa Tumblr mo and stuff?
I mean na. Pero sa ano, it only applies to old websites. Kasi may digital footprint pa rin yan eh. Sa archive.org, you can access mga old websites, mga 13 pages na nasave na ibang tao, and then there's it still there. Fantasia.com, it's still, hindi na nag-exist yung Fantasia.com, pero I think there's a, parang merong archive webpage siya. Because andun pa rin yung mga, ne, yung mga ibang stories doon, like Daphne, parang love story ni Victor. So marami pa rin siya nag-exist doon. Para for a while nga, naging sabi ko nung bata ko, gusto kong i-try pagtanda ako, titira ako mag-isa sa condo, tapos kailangan magkaroon ako ng, ano, ng hot rendezvous with ano, yung bagong lipat sa kabilang unit. Kasi may nagaroon ako na
ba? Emily in Paris.
Oo, tapos ang gina nagsasakto sa gym, nagsasakto sa lahat ng amenities ng building nila. Sa feeling ko, kaya na tinig ko nga, hindi ko magagawa kahit itry ko. Parang wala, pinig hindi ako designed for that.
And meron na kayo kwarto ng jowa mo, so like, hindi mo na kailangan.
Yun yun, diba? This is another lockdown for me, public tech. Parang I thought it was something that I'd be into until mga ayoko kong lumalabas ng ano, ng kwarto. So parang feeling ko, hindi ko pa natatry sa, ayoko sa living room, gusto ko kwarto lang. Gusto ko, wala ko ibang aalala. Ano mo yun?
Yeah. Mas mata-bata pa na na-enjoy ko siya. Ngayon, like, parang, may brother, may kwarto naman tayo.
Ito, question ko for Ina. I really for you. Is this something that you dread for your child?
What do you mean?
When, you know, pag nagka-anak na kayo, is this something na you're going to be vigilant about what they read or what they get ba?
Pili ko hindi na mapipigilan eh. Lalo sa internet. Sa atin ngayon, hindi napigilan ng magulang natin and it's something physical na pwede nilang itago. And ewan ko, easily accessible na lahat eh. So, kung may mabasa siya, siguro ang gagawin ko na lang, like ang kwari kay Steven, kasi yung mommy ko, very boomer pa din. So, ina-explain na parang, sex, sumayan, parang, oh girl, explain mo. Tapos parang kuwari, like kami ni, para sinasabi niya, huwag ka makikipag-sex, Steven, ha? Ginaganon siya ng mami ko. So ngayon, pag kami tatlo lang ni Chanel, tapos ako si Steven, and explain namin, Steven, kung makikipag-sex ka, mag-condom ka. Kasi hindi na siya mapipigilan. Wala na, may ang daming times hindi namin siya kasama. High school na siya. So, ayun, ganun. Parang i-educate ko na lang rather than like keep it away. Kasi para sa akin, mas lalo ko siyang hinanap nung ayaw nila ipakita sa akin. Yung porn, yung bata ako. So parang ako, Malamang siguro pag like super young, hindi ko pa hahayaan. Pero like, kapag middle school and they're trying to access it, hindi naman ako mag-freak out. Like, hindi ko kasi sobrang na-slot shame ako nung bata ako eh. Na parang kaya lahat tinago ko. Kaya parang, ang dami kong pagkakamali kasi I had to learn on my own. Walang nagturo sa akin. I mean, walang magulang na nag-explain kahit sa school. It was very academic. Walang nag-explain ng parang kung anong klaseng dubang gagamitin kapag ganyan. Alam mo yun, no one explained that. So, ayun.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah. Are this experience that you're going to be vigilant about your child, about Luday?
Alam mo ako, kasi kami pinigilan ng parents namin, though it's para siyang unspoken something.
Mm-hmm.
Never nila kami, para siyang, it's like a neither confirm nor deny. Parang, dyan yung magazine, you did it. May tinatago sila, syempre mga CD kasi corn yun. Yung books about sex, yun nga yung Census Woman. Meron din palang Census Man. Mm-hmm. Yung Census Woman, it's a whole book about like, dati nga nung bata ko nilupagets yun, sabi niya ate, ito ata yung, sabi niya niluloko niya ako, ito yung book kung paano nabuntik si mama. Pero ako, huh? Hindi ko pagets kasi super late ko. Panon. Tapos nung naroon ako basa, binabasa ko, di ba nga, nandun mga tips paano mag-blowjob, paano the butterfly flick, para ibabutterfly flick mo daw yung ulo ng penis niya. Hindi, parang hindi ko, nung nakita na ni mama na binabasa ko, tinago niya lang. Pero parang hindi na namin pinag-usapan or something like that. So parang feeling ko, parang step forward ng onti yung parents ko. But not because they wanted us to be about sex, but because they just didn't know how to talk about it. Ako, I get it, sometimes it's embarrassing. So ako, feeling ko, I will do my best din kay Maya, kay Duday na kapag yung, alam mo yun, nandun na siya sa age na yun. Because I think a lot of kids, they don't want to talk about it. Kasi it's embarrassing. For example, kaya yung turn na bad yan, kasi parang, kaya nila itatago. Kasi sometimes, for example, even if they're very, very young, they will feel horny or they will feel certain sensations when they watch sex. Tapos makatayin lang bigla, si bad yun. So, you know, when they try to explore themselves, itatago nila and they don't know what's going on. Tapos ma-embarrass sila pag tinanong mo. So I don't know, honestly, I don't know yet the proper approach. Paano, like, especially na maroon ako ng Big Mouth. Di ba, alam niyo yung show na Big Mouth? Yung, about that, you know, those cartoons siya eh, about, you know, preteens discovering their sexuality. Parang may isang eksena doon na, medyo, ano kasi, medyo mas modern yung parents ni, sino yun yung The Black Little Girl? Ang tawag niya, kapag corny siya, tapos sinahump niya yung pillow niya, worm dance. Mm-hmm. Tapos parang, nakita siya ng mom niya, wino-worm dance niya yung pillow. Sabi lang ng mom niya, just remember to do your worm dance in private. Parang yan. Tapos parang, parang one time natin sa school sleepover.
Dinala niya,
tapos nakatulog siya, pero wino-worm dance niya yung unan. Sabi ng mga classmates niya, oh my God, she's masturbating! So, alam mo yun, ganun din siguro na parang they were a step forward into telling her na parang, when you do that, do it in private. But they never really explained na masturbation yun. You know? So, when she was doing it, you know, in public and people saw her and people were saying, oh, she was masturbating. Parang napahiya. So, I
para think, ano, honestly, para I think, ano doon, on the opposite end, and then you have Nikki's parents then. yung talagang they are very open about it, no?
So, parang ako, hindi ko alam, honestly, as a parent, hindi sinakuha yung baby ko that sila. How do I open this up to you without you being embarrassed? Because they will be embarrassed. If you're embarrassed, they're embarrassed. Kasi nga, ano ba to? Parang, Tapos tap ako, sabi pa ako ng nanay ko na, oh, ito yung puke, ito yung pite. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. But honestly, at least we'll do it a step further na we'll start to talk about it. Don't shame them for feeling that way because it's natural. Ganyan.
Ano mo feeling ko pag, ano, on the hypothetically, pag nagkaanak ako, I'd ask one of you guys to talk to him. Assuming na straight siya. Assuming na straight siya because I don't think I can give any advice on having tested girls. Ikaw, sorry, how about you? Is this, you know, hypothetically you have a child, is this something that what, do you have a plan about it or is this something na naisip mo?
Alam mo, lagi ko lang iniisip is i-discuss ko naman siya pero do it with purpose in mind or do it when you want to share feelings with another person, parang ganun. I think I will explain it in detail scientifically, but also will explain na parang it is something you do when words are not enough to express an emotion, especially when it's love. And sometimes, ano, kasi natatakot ako na baka maging masyadong important ang sex dun sa bata. So, parang kailangan i-explain ko rin sa kanila na, you know what, it's trial and error as well. Na sometimes, kahit ibibigay mo lahat dun sa isang tao, hindi pala sa kanya napupunta. Hindi pala sa kanya. So, you can try again. It's not bad that you, alam mo yun, that you sleep around. Ganon.
How about you, Athena?
Ako, honestly, hindi ko alam kung ano magiging approach ko sa future child ko, if ever, it comes to sex. Kasi, I'm self-aware na inevitable matago ko sa kanya yon. Because, hello, nasa internet na lahat. Like, kunyari nag-Y8 games siya. Yung ads dun sa Y8 games ay sex, porn, whatever. And kahit naka...
Kasi naka Y8 ngayon?
Ewan ko. I don't know what kids get into. I think
YA.
It's a website na you can play games before.
Okay.
Pero yung mga games doon is ano, understand siya, parang it's really digestible game. You can parang mga ping pong pero ilibas ka niyan. Parang precursor siya to Candy Crush.
Go.
Parang halos lahat ng media that's available is like, meron pa rin hint of sex. So parang, it's really inevitable to, like, na hindi niya malaman, like, until 18 siya. So like, I guess ang magiging approach ko lang dyan ay magiging open-minded din ako sa kung ano nararamdaman nung magiging anak ko. Like, for example, may na-discover siya, I wouldn't treat it as a bad thing. Like, I will explain it in an adult way. Like, kasi I think if you treat your child as like a child, di ba, parang yung isi-iaano mo, yung hindi mo gagawing parang normal yung mga words. I think parang mas mako-curious sila. Pero instead of just giving it to them, sex is like, parang kanyari, yung i-ano mo, yung gagawin mong child version, yung sex, parang para lang maintindihan. Siguro kung i-explain ko sa kanya, in a more, like parang adult way, para yung understanding niya, parang hindi siya bad, it's normal to do it. But then there's also, like may harm doon, and you have to be careful, mga ganun.
Alam mo sa akin, I think that worked, no? But I guess my parents are also thankful na I was a voracious reader, so half of their work is done, no? So part of what, before I went to Manila, I think I've already told this in an episode, maybe. But before I went to Manila, my sister and I had a talk. She knew eventually or inevitably I will get involved. Sex will become a part of my life here in Manila. Ang naging request na lang niya sa akin is parang you have to remember when sex is, you know, it's a physical act, but there are certain components of it that you have to satisfy, or that you need, or there are certain components that you have to, or consequences that you have to be aware of. Of course, there's the physical consequences. If it's going to be a girl, if it's going to be her first time, are you prepared to take care of her? I mean, on a very physical level, hindi pa natin pinag-uusapan yung magkakaanak kayo, di ba? Kasi yun, dinugo siya, ganyan. But, yun ito, dinitil sa kanya ng sister ko na, you can't leave her, di ba? I mean, hindi mo siya pwede iwan para after, no? Alam mo, she's going to take care of herself, di ba? So that was something. So, like, kundari, there's an emotional component when you do sex. When you do sex. So, you know, for some people, having sex for the first time or having sex is an emotional experience. And you know, if you're the partner, it's incumbent onto you to support them, you know, through the path, di ba? I think it was her that told me na kung tinulungan mo silang tanggalin yung damit nila, tulungan mo silang ibalik yung damit nila. I think that one of advice na binigay niya sa akin. Tapos, pangatlo is yung, of course, the financial aspect of it. Diba? Kaya lagi na sinabi na mag-condom ka. Mag-condom ka. Kahit anong mangyari, mag-condom ka. Huwag kang papayag na wala. Because you have to be able to answer those three requirements or those three components. Am I prepared for this physically? Am I emotionally prepared for it? Or number three, am I financially prepared for it? In case I'm not able to satisfy one of each. No? All of it, no? So, I think that's a very good approach to it. Yung mga sinabi ninyo na, in a way, there's no really stopping it because sex is permeated in all of media, whether subtly or otherwise, no? Naka-encode siya one way or another. And some kids are smarter than we expect them to be. And they will recognize that, even if not explicitly, they will recognize that there is something within this shore, there's something within this that I'm not discovering or I'm not privy to yet. So as an adult, what can we do? You know, I think the best way to route a good advice about it is, you know, to explain it as an adult, like an adult, because when it comes down to it, sex is an adult activity.
Yes.
Because, you know, assuming that, you know, we're following the idea of an adult, you know, someone who can provide for themselves and stuff like that, someone who has a sizable number of experiences that will be their reference, you know, if in case things go awry or things go south, and all of those things, there's an assumption of maturity about it. So, I think the moment na, you know, trinato mo silang bata, you know, when it comes to this conversation, that's when they're going to have a premature view of sex.
Yes.
Because you know, you trivialize the, you know, your explanation. For them, it's going to be a trivial thing. Diba? Especially now, I think, one of the things I fear is, well, not really fear, one of the things I'm preparing for is yung pamangkin ko, she's going to, she's in already in junior high school or parang middle school, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
So, the goal is mag-aaral siya sa Manila. And when that happens, of course, ako sa magiging guardian sa Manila. And I fear for that time, or I want to prepare for that time wherein hindi na siya nagkakwento sa kina mommy at sa akin na siya nagkakwento because, you know, yung mga experiences niya ay hindi na, she would feel na it's not appropriate para kaya kina mommy, or she would feel embarrassed to talk to mom, no? So I'm preparing. And although I'm saying these things, I don't know if that is something na kaya, alam mo yun, I'm ready to put into action. I can do it to other people kung hindi ko kakilala, pero I think with my own family, it's really hard. It's really going to be hard kasi, alam mo yun, binuwat ko siya, pinalitan ko yung diaper niya. And now, it's going to be that we're just going to talk about it. Diba? Landito ko ba na Natalie or Sally? Nung pinento ko yung first time, nung pinagpabili siya ng, ano, ng book sa akin, sino yung sikat na yung adult novelist ngayon?
You have to be more specific than that, man.
Yeah,
parang siyang female John Green. Parang female John Green yung mga style na sinasulat. Anyway, binili ko yung book thinking that it's just, you know, it's just another YA novel.
It's not Colleen Hoover.
Colleen Hoover. Yan.
You know, hindi siya YA, ah. YA ba si Colleen Hoover?
Kasi ano eh, panay mga kaidaran nung ano, pamakin ko yung mga nagbabasa nun eh.
Pero feeling ko hindi siya, ano, hindi siya YA, pero patok siya sa Gen Z. Nanotice ko
yun. Yeah.
Kasi parang yung topics nung narinig ko, divorce, abuse, mga ganyan.
Yeah. So I bought one of her book without even thinking about it kasi yung hiningi ng pamangkin ko. And I read yung ano, nung nabili ko na, bigla akong binasa yung ano, yung nasa likod, yung summary doon sa likod. So parang nakalagay na sa summary, kunwari. Promiscuous Natalie meets equally promiscuous Greg in this small town. Tapos parang sabi ko, challenge yung magiging liberal ko. Parang hanggat na liberal lang pala. Hanggat na progressive lang pala ako. Tapos iniisip ko, shit. Tapos busahin ko ng pamangkin ko. Pero wala, nakapagbasa na siya ilang book. Tapos parang, ano mo yun, iniisip ko, ilang taon ba ako na nagbasa ako na pwede malilibog dot blogspot.com. Kailan ba ako, ilang taon ba ako na nagbasa ako sa blogspot.com. But man, so it's coming sooner or later, and I think it's going to be a change of pace for me when the inevitable finally happens.
Namin yung mag-asawa. Parang what is nahuli natin na nakikipag-sex na yung anak natin. Tapos parang ako, di tayo pwede maging ipokrito, men. Parang teenager pa lang ako, nagsisex na tayo. So, hindi tayo pwede maganda. Hindi tayo pwede magpaka-plastic, no?
Alam mo, feeling ko wala ako, ano, I don't have a chair to stand on. Kasi, my God, ginawa ko ng podcast. Lahat ng ginawa ko, it's readily accessible sa internet, no? So, wala. I think that's going to be that's a hurdle that we're bound to, ano. We need to think of better solutions in the future or better answers for the future. So, ayan. My God, ang daming naungkat today. No? I was sometimes inisip ko, ano pa ba yung pwede natin pag-usapan about sex? Kasi may mga na-open tayong topic na ganito na parang putang ina. Ano lang, sorry ngayon lumabas lahat ang chika ko. May question ako. When sa inyo naging clear na yung mga songs na pinapakinggan ninyo noon? Kasi before, you know, para for example, yung mga Pussycat Doll songs, Buttons, diba? Before, I think it was about tech. But when did it hit you na really about tech? Na parang you got a vivid imagery na ng mga kanta.
Nung binabasa ko yung mga lyrics sa song hits.
College.
When you were living it, the songs na sinasayaw mo sa club. Na parang pinapakinggan mo lang sa nung ano, sinasayaw nyo lang sa songs and yells tuwing in drums. Hindi nyo alam kung ano ipagsabihin ng mga ano, body sa Wonderland or mga M&M na yan.
So, nalala ko nung grade 6 ako yung teacher ko, lahat na itatry namin sayawin, pinagbabawal niya.
No,
kahit yung mga Britney, ayaw niya, parang sasayawin namin to. Parang, di ba yung crazy, baby, thinking of you keeps me up all night. Sabi niya, wag yan, kahit yan yung course. Sabi namin, sige, kakanta na lang po kami. Siyempre yung kanta namin, yung Runaway. Parang gano'n, feeling ko, gano'n yung interpretation ng teacher ko. Parang gano'n kasi na conservative yung teacher namin dati. Tapos parang, di ba may part sa course na, close the door and lay down upon the floor and by candlelight, make love with me through the night. Gusto namin kantahin yon nung Christmas party. Ayaw niya. So parang kami, bakit kaya?
Pero ano man, naramdaman ko yan. Pero sige, tapusin muna yung kanta mo.
Ngayon, tapos, parang alam mo yun, tama yung term ni Natalie, when you were living it, dun mo magigets na, okay. Okay, so it takes a certain amount of yung pag-rip off ng innocence mo is pag natikman mo wala siya. So parang feeling ko sa amin, parang nakakilig na lang na romantic and shit yun.
Yeah.
Ganyan. Tapos sa kanila parang, sex pala yun. Gano'n. So, alam mo yung ending, kinanta na lang namin yung Christmas party, Pasko na, sinta ko. So, wala kasi siyang pinayagan na kanta ni isa. Parang gusto namin sumayaw ng Britney. Lalo ni Jimmy in a bottle siguro, kaya pala gano'n na lang reaction niya.
If you wanna be with me, baby.
Oh my God, sinayaw ng grade 6, ni kami, yung mga kaklase ko, yung promiscuous girl. Yung advisor namin, shock na shock, kasi surprise na ako.
Girl. Love it. Oh, kami surprise, promiscuous girl.
Si Terry pa yun. Si Terry pa nagturo noon. Talaga mo si Terry. Si Terry. Terry. UP.
Terry yun sa theater.
Oo, grade 6 kami nung tinuro niya yung promiscuous girl doon sa mga klase.
That's my reference. Terry is really, parang when you look at her, she's very, she's looking. She's looking, parang feeling mo, okay, ito study, ganyan. But then, meron pala siyang gano'n, may gano'ng leader pala siya. Ano mo na-experience kayo pinapwento ni Ina? Nung may one time, because I think,
ay, wala akong upuan para sa kamay.
Alam mo yung pag nanonood lang kayo ng mga randomized video, parang bilang white noise, habang nag-work kayo or something. Tapos, ano, may one time, nag-work ako, tapos biglang tumugtog yung intro ng The Voice. The Voice Kid. Diba? Then, this is The Voice. Tapos, may gano'n, diba? Tapos, biglang sumunod, tapos, magta-transition yun to the song na, diba? Tapos, biglang, after The Voice Kid intro, ma'am, ang nag-play is, ano, Stay With Me ni Sam Smith. Tapos, bumakanta, 9-year-old. But the Christian in me jumped out nung narinig ko yun, no? So, my God, so even as progressive as you think you are, there would be things that's really going to make you jump out of your, to make the Christian jump out of you. And may gusto ko sana itanong ka sa pini ko, this is another topic altogether, eh, but pasadahan ko na siya ngayon na tanong. What if us grew up Catholic naman, di ba?
Yeah.
Half-half.
When you were experienced, you know, grew up around it, no?
Yeah.
When you were exploring these things, did Catholic guilt ever hit you?
Nope. Doon na lang.
Really?
Ako din, no.
Doon lang, kaya naniniwala ako nung sinasabi sa akin ng bata ko may sa demonyo kasi hindi ako nakakaramdam ng guilt.
Nahuli ako Catholic ng guilt sa masturbation.
Wala.
Masturbation. Ako sometimes, kasi may cross sa bahay. Oh. Pag nagwa-masturbate ako, nakikita ko si Lord. Tapos parang nasa sorry lang ako. Pero parang wala talaga akong... Eh, nakipag-sex nga ako sa church, di ba?
Yun yung weird sa akin. Kasi di ba parang...
Ay, sorry.
Eh, maiisip mo yung... Kuwari, mag-masturbate ka. Tapos parang maiisip mo si God. Tapos parang biglang mababalitan yung... Iniisip mo pinagmamasturbate mo ng mukha ni God. So doon ako mapapasap na parang... Tapos minsan itutuloy ko na lang. Pero alam mo yun... Pero hindi naman talaga ako, ewan ko, basta siguro mas takot sa parents than Catholic.
Yeah, oo. Hindi takot, pero parang shame. Kasi nga parang dati, nung health class namin, kaya nga diba dapat i-standardize ang sex education. Nung health class namin, yung isang teacher namin sabi, pag nasanay ka doon nagmamasturbate, hindi na daw magiging masarap yung sex. Tapos parang sinishame, parang siyang... nang shame siya ng mga babae na nagma-masturbate, gano'n. So ako, nung ganong age ako, ay gano'n ako noon, high school ata ako noon, kapag nagma-masturbate or something, nag-guilty ako at na-ashame ako to the point na pinagdadasal ko na, kasi yung ganong dumalok sa process na yun na to the point na I prayed na ayoko nang ma-horny. Kasi ganong level.
Ay talaga, grabe, yung lala.
Oo, tapos parang feeling ko eventually nung nag-college ako, parang actually maraming nawaksi sa akin nung nag-college ako eh. Parang yung pagiging pa-privilege ko, yung feeling ko ang tali-talino ko and everything. Kasi you meet a lot of people in college, diba? Tapos nung ko na-realize na what's the point just being ashamed of, you know, feeling that way.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine mo ah, parang nafe-feel mo na yun dati pa, pero you were so ashamed of how you were feeling.
Actually ako, when I think even now, every now and then, sanayin ko na yung bawa, after the deed, parang, before, parang, may God, na tayo maging bakla. May God, dumi-dumi ko.
Now, it really sticks to you because, remember, I was Catholic school from nursery until college. So, whether I like it or not, it's embedded yung ganung ano yung teaching sa akin, no? So that was something I grapple with before, or even until now, like I mentioned, even until now it's there, but you know, eventually I was able to outgrow it or put it on the back burner of my mind. But you know, but again, that's another
topic altogether. Sorry. Ano pala niya, leg pala niya, cute.
Parang haba-haba ng episode na to. Feeling ko magkakaroon pa to ng katuloy. Pero towards other topics ng ano lang na-cover natin dito, no? So, anyway, mga kapitbahay, sana nag-enjoy kayo sa pagbalik-kalat namin, di ba? Sana may nagbaon kayo ng walis, nagbaon kayo ng ano, ng tambo, kasi at dustpan, kasi marami tayong lilinisin today. Pero I'd like to take this chance para pasalamatan ng Podcast Network Asia. Maraming salamat for your continued support. And of course, we'd also like to give a shout out to our co-affiliates. Guys, if you enjoy listening to podcasts, go listen to our co-affiliates. Just check out Podcast Network Asia's website. Tapos kayo rin, mga kapitbahay, kung may kwento kayo na related dito or you've had similar experiences, no, you can share it with us, you know, or you can tag us. Yeah, you just, everything is at Kudazzers. That's KUDAZZRS. Again, maraming maraming salamat mga kapatid. Sana nag-enjoy kayo today's episode and we'll see you next episode. Again, this is Yudes.
This is Nina.
This is Harry.
This is Natalie.
And Athena here.
Y'all just listen to
Kudazzers.
Opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.